Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to go over step 3 of how to become the person God created you to be. If you missed step 1 and 2, it's in episode 8 and 9, and I would advise you to go make sure you listen to those before you listen to today's, because those are sort of like foundations in what we're going to talk about today. So, I guess I don't want to spoil the podcast because it might scare you away, but we'll just jump right into it. So, in step 1 of becoming the person God created you to be, which was in episode 8, we went over 3 questions in sort of getting you prepared for what we call our 12-9 challenge. And you find that in 2 Corinthians 12:9. I talked about that a little bit in episode 9, which would have been step 2. Hopefully that's not confusing. But what you really need to know is step 3. If you want to know about the other 2 steps, just go back and listen to episode 8 and 9. So in step 3, your goal is going to be surrender. I'm not asking you to surrender everything. This is just taking that one thing that you chose from episode 8, and you also then shared it with God in episode 9, or at least hopefully you did. If you haven't, please do that before you work on this step, because both episode 8 and 9 are preparation and foundation for step 3. So surrender is one of the hardest things God asks a human being to do. If you are a Christian, you gave your life to Christ, you surrendered your life to Him. And a lot of times we call that getting saved. And what we don't realize is that we are actually surrendering our lives to Christ when we accept Him. Because the Bible says that we have to, if we are a Christian, we submit our lives to Christ as our Lord and Savior. Not just our Savior, but also our Lord. And a Lord is one who reigns over somebody. And the people under them do what their Lord tells them to do. And that may sound scary, but God is very gracious, very merciful. But He is also a just God. So you will reap what you sow. You will have to pay for whatever sins you have done on this earth, like whatever seeds you plant, you're going to reap. But Christ's blood has covered you if you have given your life to Christ, so that when you die, your sins will be totally covered. You will not have to pay for them. But surrendering to Christ can be very easy. And the more we do it, the easier it becomes. But sometimes there will come a certain, I guess, places in our heart that are going to be very difficult to surrender to Him. And a lot of times those things in our life that we really do not like, say a sin habit or a character or the way we treat somebody or this habit that we really would like to incorporate in our life, but we're just so stuck and we're tired of fighting with it, that is going to be one of the hardest things for you to surrender. The little things, you know, if God tells you to do something little, I don't know what that would be. I can't think of anything, but like maybe don't wear that shirt or don't go down this street or something like that. But these big things that really, really trouble us are going to be hard to surrender. Yeah, especially if it's a sin habit. It's We should not be stuck on our sin and we should not want to sin. We should really be surrendering that to Christ. It says to give all of our thoughts. Hold on, let me turn off my do not disturb before people start texting me and stuff. Okay, so I can't think of what the verse is right now, and that totally messed up my mind. I don't even know where what I was talking about. Oh, okay, so there's a verse that talks about giving all of our thoughts, capturing all of our thoughts and taking them to Christ, not just the good ones, but the bad ones too, and leaving them there, bringing them to his feet. That is surrender. Surrender is just giving up and letting, telling God you can't do it anymore. And a lot of times that is the only way we're going to change, the only way we're going to add something new to our lives or take something away is if we're just tired and we've tried and you just can't go anymore. Excuse me. So I guess I'll just share a couple things that have helped me in surrender. So one of them is realizing who God is. A lot of times in our life, we have a belief system that God does not love us, but we may tell people God loves us, and we may think in our heads that God loves us, but in our heart, we don't really feel loved. We don't really feel like He cares about us. And this is going to be different for everybody. But for me personally, I feel the most loved by God when, and this might sound strange, but when I imagine him holding me. I don't know if anyone has watched The Chosen, but in season one, I really saw God or Jesus as more of a person than just somebody up in heaven watching over me. And it really convicted me to see him as more of a person. And I'm very, not cautious, but like I'm very picky on who I let touch me. Like my family is fine, and there's only a select few out of the house I will give hugs to or whatever. But so I don't really get held very often, and my heart desperately, desperately craves that. And so I actually prayed and asked God to hold me while I was sleeping, and to just, I really wanted to dream a visualization of that. And I told him I was going to ask until he gave it to me. So there was one night, I had a dream that he was asking me what I wanted, and to make long story short, I had the dream that Jesus was holding me in his arms, and it was the sweetest thing ever. And ever since then, I've been really trying to just feel the presence of God and to imagine him putting his arm around me. Like while I'm praying, or just maybe throughout the day if I'm feeling down. But that has been one of the biggest things I have used to help me feel loved by God. I know feelings can be deceiving, but I feel like we each have our own love language, and God knows that. And I feel like God's willing to make us feel loved by him, if that's what we really need. So that may be something you could go to God and ask. Ask him who he is. Maybe search through some scriptures, find a couple that say who he really is, and then put them somewhere where you can read them all the time. Because I think that was, I took a month and I wrote down a bunch of truths from scripture of who I was in Christ and who God really was. And that changed my life. Like that would be one of the biggest turn points that I can see. And that I think has helped me to really surrender to God because I know He loves me and I know He cares for me. And I feel in the deepest part of me that nothing in life really matters except for my relationship with Him. That is one of the deepest desires of my heart now. And it's taken years to get there. But don't let that discourage you. If you seek God, He will be found of you. It just took me a long time to surrender to Him because I am a very strong-willed person that really likes things done my way, and it's really hard for me to do things the way other people would want them. So that was a big thing to surrender to God. And to realize His ways are not my ways, and His ways are truly better, guys. It's so rewarding following Him. Excuse me. I guess 20 minutes of talking is too much. So that is one of my biggest tips for learning to surrender. And then the second one is, yeah, whatever. To, I guess, just picture taking, excuse me, I mean, taking that area to God on a daily basis, maybe multiple times a day as needed, that's okay. But every time it comes to mind, just say, hey, God, this is yours, and then go on about your day. Do not think about it because that is where you're going to go wrong. That is what's going to pull you down, is if you think about it. Okay, say you're driving to work and you're trying to get up early. Okay, if that thought comes to your mind while you're driving, there is nothing you can do about it. So just throw up a prayer, say, hey God, I'd love to get up early. Like, even if you say tomorrow, and then just go on. Either keep praying about something else or just continue whatever you were doing before. But do not dwell on it because that is going to tear you down. It's going to fill your head with a bunch of negativity and it's just not going to help. So that would be another thing maybe you could try. And also accountability. That is a huge benefit and a huge help. I'm sure there is somebody you know, somebody you can trust. It took me 3 years to gain a friend's trust before I was actually able to trust her with something I was struggling with so that she could keep me accountable and help me to overcome it. But that was because a lot of my old friends had left because they didn't agree with what I was doing. So hopefully your situation's different and you have a friend or a family member that you can trust or somebody. I would suggest getting someone of the same gender unless it's family. Because that can create some unneeded friction and just feelings that are not going to help, and it's not going to be, it'll just destroy the whole thing and make a bunch of other messes. So just So like an accountability person, what you would do if you don't know what it is you would tell this person, say, hey, I'm struggling with this. And I really, could you like, could we call once a week? Could you text me once a week? and just say, how are you doing with this? Have you taken the steps necessary? Have you surrendered it to God? Just something like that. Or maybe someone you can go to, and when you're tempted or something, and say, hey, can you pray for me? Just some kind of accountability. And y'all, if it's a sin habit, you will find so much freedom in sharing it with that person and taking steps of freedom than you ever will in your entire life. So please don't be afraid to become vulnerable. They have their own problems, they have their own sin habits, no matter what it is. So everybody, every temptation is common to man. So don't think you're alone. Just accountability is just super important, and I think Christians really need to start adding this back into their lives. And then the last tip would be to, this is going to sound difficult for some people, but to stop worrying and stressing about it. Because the more we focus on it, the more we're going to do it. So whatever we think about, we're going to do. Whatever has our most attention, we're going to do. So if, say, we'll keep using the rising early example, I guess. So if you really want to rise early and all you think about is how you got up late, or how you didn't go to bed on time so that you could get up early, or about your schedule, how it's so random and it causes you to not get up early. Okay, so you're constantly telling yourself, I don't get up early. And our brains are wired, it's a very, very fascinating, our brains, of what they're capable of. It's if you ever study it or hear about it, it's amazing. But our minds have the capacity of causing us to do something or not to do something that would seem impossible minutes prior. So just whatever your mind thinks about the most, it's going to continue thinking about it, and it's going to continue doing it. Your body just automatically follows your mind. You tell it to take a step, and it takes a step, whether it's subconscious or not. So that would be the last tip I have, is to stop thinking about it. If it comes to mind, share it with God, start thinking about something else. If you can, find a scripture that goes against it or would be encouraging. So, like, I can't think of what the verse is, but it says, I rise early in the morning to spend time with God, or something along those lines. So maybe give it to God, say that verse, and go on about your life. But that's going into the next step, so I won't talk about that anymore. So yes, step one was three different questions to get you thinking and to maybe have you come up with maybe one thing that really bothers you that you wish you could change. And then step two was just studying out 2 Corinthians 12:9, and I'll bring that back in as we go on through these steps. And then today, step three was surrender, which this is going to be your most important step, but there are other things that can help you move forward and help you become more of who God created you to be. So I will hopefully get to step four next week, Lord willing. So for now, I pray you guys are able to continually surrender to God and tell Him that you're not able to do this anymore. you're tired of being stressed or and overworked and thinking about it, and to just continually giving that to him. Think of it as a game of toss. You throw it to him, and when it comes back to you, you're throwing it to him, and it's an interaction between the two of you. I guess in real life, he wouldn't necessarily throw the sin back at you or the bad habit or whatever, but just sort of think of it as a conversation between the two of you to grow your relationship, because that's really what life should be all about, is reconciling our relationship with Christ. That's why he came to earth, guys, is to give our life to Christ. He wants a relationship with us. So that's going off on a bunny trail. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Still and Run. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it wasn't too overwhelming or too difficult of a task. I'm trying to break these up into smaller increments so it doesn't seem so overwhelming. So hopefully before you get to the next one, you'll have practiced this one a little bit so that the next one, when that builds on top of this one, isn't so stressful. Hopefully you've been doing that with each one of these steps so that it's not as, stressful, whatever. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Not see you, whatever.